I'm going to, first off, read an occasional poem that I'm returning to. And it's kind of paying homage to the community that has been forming and continue to form. And it's called Hey Yukori, Welcome Mina, or Portable. Little epigraph, on expanded borders and new arrivals. Not so much a story of an eye, there being a we in here. Yesterday, I reviewed your knuckles on the map, cauterising tensions that a poem might carry, some semblance of flex as if to say, I'm glad to see you again, you lad. Meeting at the future present in the Californian sun, repeat the omens that think, I think, we always invigorate that local creed. You still, prince in the park, Malloy's outcrop, delicate reverend of a soda gin sea, cat burglar of all curious vernacular, constative bluefish in raspberry black wool. I suspect you continue to make a definition of distinction, but never of love. One man's ocean liner is another man's King James Bible. Isn't that it? As angels fly northeast, we're exchanging buoyant views that keeps poetry asunder. Once again, we spit and polish for communal use, expurgate black boar, and concatenate with a medley ship-ready crew. Remember the goldfish? They're here too. The orchestra continues. Berkeley burns bright in April. Sisters unbound. Baskets us all, while horses get hired on the Tim Wright Road. To write, we are all happy on the side of a billy can in the light of this day. We scatter and gather, draw more closely when distance breath begins to close. Hello, Mina. Spring smiles, the skyping across infinite stretch. Let's all be the call in the tray of the ute. Flick more mercurial widgets across the Pacific ether and always stay as great as this. This one's called You Can Lead a Horse to Water, because I don't want to get totally bogged down in sentimentality and the rest are. Because I am not into poetic husbandry, I don't see the point of a desiccated dedication to desire, and all allure, the preemptive absence of a heart weighty as a hummingbird, counting the hours spent trying to differentiate myself from want or its dereliction, that four-letter word nobody swears by. On righteous days, I like to fashion myself as a globe-trotting manscold. I've been told to hide jewels in strange places and sometimes wondered what other stylistic effects were to be found had I checked the trough. All my good thoughts expatriated. They write to me sometimes, a little lonely, a little perplexed. Transnational orphans in a romantic lexicon, whispering sweet annunciations to demotic farmhands dressed as yoga initiates. The love of a good obscurity, besting the next beast. Listening to the troubadour at nighttime croon. Oh, where did my amatory context go? Okay. This poem is for Edric. Good. Let us now be rovers. Authentic shambolic as cult following. County Kerry with a dash of Boston smogs, to land spinning in the grass or done fresh, the Catholic glow of origins fostered and found. Here, hill-tight houses all bear a chintz of arms, wind down by the river for a capping night, steel kilts the best of them, sharpening wits through Glockamora. Dearest flower of the deck, revelries afoot to three toll past the whiskey float. Seeking offcuts from Dunloe, the steps or the letters, overlooked by centuries, belly whirling thoughts of you. Rebel ash pink fit, the spit of donkey bray, the brawling morning brash but musical, lilted or tilted, warm as the sun stretching over the white roofs beyond, cork leavings to follow desire maps wherever they might run, mind the cat's eyes coated. This one is Philistine Rhapsody for Michael Garrell. For other uses, see Philistine Rhapsody, disambiguation. Philia gone fairy as the tongue feels after an evening slew of stenzaic fruit, grown volcanically or not under rose-coloured glass. What fool finds philia in the wrong places, dancing with heathen demons and doing the rumba. You left your last Iglesias in the fridge, honey. Filio right next to me as a quiet point on the floor. When strawberries fall off the shortcake, you offer orange instead, an act condensing vast desertologies from the old century's Western District. Staying with nausea, we assume identities, keep the same chairs, but give the table wings. Fly now, we employ it. Take over the star-spangled world. Let's cost the sums conceptual, be swan song fantasists in the long years, afternoon tea. Emboldened into some unoriginal expression, I find you already Jafakan, lyrical Aiken, only with a tear in your eye. You have definite moods, broth, that keeps the present young, perpetual filia that is imperceptibly usual and perpetually clapped.